Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I used to sell pesticides for a living. I don't know if you can tell that by looking at me, but I did that for a long time. I sold pesticides to Lowe's and Home Depot. Did that for a long time. And people would come in there and they would ask weird questions, you know. They'd be like, I'm looking for something organic. I'd like to kill the insects, but not harm the environment. So I'm like, well, how about a shoe? Because I'm selling pesticides here, and that stuff is poison, all right?
Friday, September 26, 2025. It's the wake-up call. Oh, my goodness. It is the wake-up call. Good morning. It's Gavin and Katie and Kevin. And that guy talking about pesticides reminded me, when you make your daughter's lunches, do you make your daughter's lunches?
No. Oh.
Did you ever make your daughter's lunches?
No.
Oh. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Wow. How'd you get out of that?
I
never started.
I come to this job.
So do I. You don't make them the night before? I make them the night before.
No.
Oh, wow. Boy, boy, oh, boy, did you get out of that one.
Yeah, should have followed my lead, I guess.
I guess. Well, you didn't share that secret with me. My wife would ask me, like, hey, can you make the kids' lunches for tomorrow? I can't. Tomorrow I'm going to work. I should have just said that. Well, anyway, so, okay, if you do make your kids' lunches, washing fruit. Like, you have to go over to the sink to wash the fruit. And my wife got so mad at me because I wasn't doing that. And she's like, do you know how dangerous and how bad, like, the pesticides are on the fruit that they use? And I'm like, yeah, it's terrible. She's like, well, you have to wash it off. I go, wash it off? I go, what are you talking about? And she's like, and then she goes, takes a handful of strawberries over to the sink, turns the water on, gives them a good rinse, and then brings it back over. And I was like, if you think
yeah,
that quick 5-second shower you just gave those strawberries is rinsing off everything bad that's been sprayed on them, you're nuts.
Yeah.
It's like, and on top of that too, not that I do trust this country, but if we're spraying stuff so bad that it could kill our kids, and it's up to us to remember to give it a 5-second shower before we do it, maybe we shouldn't use that stuff anymore. Maybe we should put some R&D into some pesticides that are a little easier, or I don't know, grow everything in a net. I don't know. Can't, isn't that a thing?
Can, a net? What's a net gonna do?
Well, mosquito nets keep mosquitoes away. Oh. We can't come up with some kind of net that like also gets rid of like beetles and stuff like that.
Oh, I see. Not to protect it from the pesticide.
No, from the bugs.
From the pests.
Just keep it away from the bugs. But it was so funny though when she was like, she was like, you have to wash it. I go, you're not washing it. You're getting it wet.
Right.
If I said I got to take a shower and then you saw me just get myself wet and then get right back out, you'd think I was disgusting.
And I think you need to use like a special like, not detergent, but it's like
they make stuff.
This powder that you put on
or
it
that comes in a spray. You can spray it. And
yeah,
it's like, I'm not doing all that. I love my kids, but I'm going to roll the dice on this one. You know, I don't. I'm pretty sure
that makes me feel better. No, honestly,
I'm pretty sure nobody washed my fruits and vegetables when I was a kid. I'm pretty sure of it.
Now, why doesn't your wife make lunches?
She's helping with homework.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a system. She does homework, and we've fought about that too, where she's like, you need to help with the kids' homework more. I go, right. There's a lot of what they're doing now that I don't understand.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, just figure it out, learn it, and then you can teach it to them. I go, okay. You're a teacher. It's like, I hate pulling this card right now, but as far as homework goes,
right.
You're a teacher.
You're the most qualified.
And I'm a goofball. So, like, listen, when the homework assignment is, like, what's a great way to goof, you know?
Yeah.
Today's assignment that we've been working on for a week.
How do you structure a joke?
Right, yeah. A good story, beginning, middle, and end. Keep it funny all the way through.
Right.
And by the way, what's a good effective tease for Sabrina Carpenter's new song? Don't worry, if that ever comes up, I'm your guy.
I gotta tell you.
If it doesn't cut into my fruit washing time.
When people are like, just learn how to do it. Oh,
right.
Okay. I didn't consider that. Just do it. Okay. You right now then, whoever's telling me this, sing in a C sharp.
Right.
Right now.
Right.
Why? Learn to do it.
Learn to do it. I mean, for somebody like you being like, I didn't learn it the first time.
Right.
I'm supposed to learn it again now, right, as an adult when my brain's even mushier than it was then. Like, and especially because math now is not the math we learned it. Like imagine if, like, we it was our job to teach our kids how to ride a bike, but the way that you ride a bike your whole life no longer is how you teach kids to ride a bike. Now they have to start off by, I don't know, laying on their back and staring at the sky. Like, the methods staring are completely different. Eventually, they're riding a bike, but the method to get there is completely different. And you can't teach them the way that you learned it because you'll screw them up.
I often think, like, you know, there are things that I can do naturally that if I just told a person, well, just learn to do it, they'd say, well, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't born to be able to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are things that are like more unique, like singing or having a good ear or being, I guess people can learn to be a good creative writer, but like.
They definitely can, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or be funny.
Right.
But it's like all these other things. It's like, well, just learn to do it.
I know. It's so funny.
But if we said that about the things that are our strengths, they'd go, well, that it's different.
I know. And it's so funny you bring that up. This is, we've hopped around. We started with pesticides and now we're talking about comedy for a second. But I'm teaching an improv class right now at a theater. And it's so funny you say that because I've got 16 teenagers in my class. And you can just, I probably shouldn't say this, but you can just tell who gets it and who doesn't.
Right, because that's just how their brain works. It doesn't make somebody better or worse than somebody else.
Yeah.
But this idea that, like, we'll just do it.
Right.
Okay, well, then you just do it.
It doesn't mean that they can't get better at it.
Of course.
It just means they have to work so much harder at it than everybody else.
And it's not going to happen overnight.
No.
Whatever this thing is that you think that I can just
Right.
Do.
Right.
It's going to take me some time in the same way it would take you time to learn to belt.
Right.
Sing the national anthem and hit all the right notes.
Crochet.
Crochet. That's pretty easy. I've taught kids.
We've run out of time for this.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
There's a good chance that if you've taken a flight, you flew through Sacramento Airport. I love Sacramento Airport. We've been to airports all over this country, and I still think Sacramento Airport's one of the best.
Okay.
But they're making a big change, and I'm not happy about it.
No!
You don't know what I'm going to say.
Are they getting rid of the rabbit?
No!
Oh. No, they're not getting rid of the rabbit.
Are they getting rid of the plane tree?
I don't even know how they could get rid of that rabbit.
Yeah, it's iconic.
He seems, he's iconic, but also, he's up there. He's
up there once.
Yeah, right. That seems like a big project.
Okay.
No, they're not getting rid of the plane train.
Okay, good.
At least I don't think so. They are making a walkway, though, so you don't have to take the plane train. But why would you want to?
Yeah, why would you want to walk?
That's not the change I'm talking about.
Okay.
Here's what I'm talking about. In the terminal, I believe A, they're getting rid of the Esquire Grill.
No.
Yes.
The Esquire Grill.
The Esquire Grill. The bar. The big bar. Kevin.
That restaurant, near the Crystal Tree. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right when you get through security.
Oh, yeah.
You put your shoes back on, and then it's right to the right.
Okay. That closes down, so.
What do you mean, okay?
What? There's other restaurants around there. Burgers and Brew.
No.
There's also that Mexican place.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's not the Esquire Grill.
Right. This is where I go to get my bloodies and wait for them to call my name because my plane's about to take off.
I don't love that part. I'm not going to miss that part. But that's where you go and you get your drinky.
Yeah.
You can go to other places and get your drink.
I don't think you can.
And I got to tell you, other places, it's like you're always waiting for a seat.
Yeah.
Esquire Grill always has space.
There's a reason for that.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever had their eggs, Benedict?
Have you?
Then go F yourself.
I guess I will never.
I can't. He doesn't get it. How many fond memories, Katie, do you and I have?
All of them.
Of just sitting there before a flight,
yep.
Just having some Bloody Marys.
Sometimes, depending on the time, we say, double it.
Double it.
Make it a double.
And I want to watch you do it. Get the jigger.
Yeah.
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 And now it's going to be gone. And it's going to be replaced with a new one.
Oh, God, with what?
I think something, Cafe Bernardo is going to go in there.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
I love that. Exciting.
Cafe Bernardo's so good. Have you tried their Eggs Benedict?
Oh, okay. And listen, I like Cafe Bernardo. It's just, I don't like change.
Also, unnecessary change.
Right.
The Esquire Grill was doing just fine. All the people that worked there were just mean enough.
Yeah.
They all acted just put out enough that you were there.
But not enough to make you feel like you're an a-hole.
No.
It was enough to just make you feel like you did something wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's fine.
I'm used to it.
That's honestly the kind of energy I want before a flight.
Yeah.
I just went through security where not a smile in sight.
Right.
Don't start smiling at me now.
Before you thought I was a criminal. You didn't even trust that I didn't have bad stuff in my back.
Not a benefit of the doubt to be seen.
Right.
Look at me. Come on. Do I have to take my shoes off? Look at me. Look at me.
And they go.
And they go, no, take your shoes off.
Yeah. You look exactly like the type that needs to take your shoes off.
You have to check this or I throw it away. So right after you get that lobbed at you,
right?
A Bloody Mary made with a little disdain.
Felt
right.
It goes down smooth.
And what, now I'm going to have to sit there and listen to all the smiles and chuckles at Cafe Bernardo at the airport?
Yeah, they're probably going to be having a great time. That's not what we're looking for.
Yeah.
I've got the stress of knowing that I have to be in a tube in the sky.
Right.
I don't want to hear hee-hees.
Right.
I want to be a little pissed off.
I'm going to Baltimore.
Right.
Don't be nice to me. I'm trying to prepare. So anyway, RIP Esquire Grill at the Sacramento Airport.
We didn't even have a chance to say goodbye.
Well, we could probably go right now.
Well, what am I going to get an airline ticket?
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah, I can't go in unless I have a ticket.
You know what? Here's what we'll do.
Okay.
Let's just go.
Okay.
And when we go to security, we'll say, hey, come on, look at me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to have Bloody Mary at the Esquire.
I mean, you want to come?
You can come with
me. Here's what they should get rid of. They should go to the other terminal.
Mm-hmm.
Go to that
Elvino bar thing.
Mm-hmm. And put the DiBernardo there.
It's not very big, but yeah, okay.
How big of a Bernardo do you need?
I mean, the word alone is three syllables. So I feel like something with three syllables should have a bigger spot than Elvino. But anyway, we'll iron these wrinkles out. But the Sac Airport, we know you listen, and just know
we've got our eye on you. And you know what? If you're going to come here,
right,
you better take your shoes off.
Yep.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Celeste. Good morning, Celeste.
Hey, good morning.
So you have a boyfriend. His name is Mitch, and you guys have been going out for, is it less than 2 years?
Almost 2 years.
Almost two years.
Right there.
And you never thought he was cheating prior to this, but now you do. So let's talk about why.
His wardrobe has totally changed. Like, he was an athleisure kind of casual guy for, you know, forever. And then all of a sudden he got this new job and did a total 180 on his look.
Okay. And what is his look now?
It has to be like a high end thing. He can't just get it on Amazon or whatever. It has to be name brand, like
designer,
whatever you'd see. Yeah. Designer stuff. That's not really, I don't hate that, but that's not what I liked about it. But now that's who I'm with.
Yeah, this is valid. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear everything. Katie's going to call him up, pretend to give him free roses as a promotion. We'll see who he sends them to, but we'll also see what he writes on the card. And regardless of how that shakes out, we're going to conference everybody together and we can have a conversation. Okay.
Okay. All right.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Mitch?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Mitch. This is Vanessa with calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Sure.
Okay. Well, it's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
This can be anybody or?
Yes, anybody in the United States.
Okay, let's do Camille.
And you are able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
I don't want to do a card.
You don't want to put your name on it?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't really matter at this point. Mitch, my name's Gavin, and that's Katie, and we're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Celeste, and she wanted us to do this. She emailed us to tell us that she had some concerns about your relationship. Celeste, are you there?
You are a...
So, Mitch, let's explain where this is coming from. She had concerns that something was up when you started to basically change your appearance. You got a new job, which, you know, comes with more money. But it's almost like you got a taste for either a real bougie life out of nowhere, or you had somebody, possibly another woman, that was guiding your fashion choices and styling choices. And so she was nervous about it. It turns out her gut was telling her to pay attention to the right stuff.
Okay. I got a new job. I want to look good. Like, why can't I look good? Why are you talking about, like, the way I look?
Okay,
I
that would have been a great thing to say had you sent flowers to Celeste, but you didn't. So whether are dressing for your job or just wanting to look good, either way, you are sending flowers to another female.
I want to make a good impression. It's my boss.
Okay. Wait, is he saying that that's who he sent flowers to, his boss?
Wait, yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What?
You sent flowers to your boss?
Yeah.
Celeste, is that right?
Wait, meaning that you are in a romantic relationship with your boss? Or are you saying it's no big deal, she's my boss? Like you were.
It's not a big deal, she's my boss.
Celeste, is that the name of his boss?
I have no idea what his boss's name is.
Why would you think that this would be an appropriate thing to do? And then you didn't put your name on it, so she wouldn't even know it was coming from you.
Oh, that's a good
point.
So
what would be the point of this?
On a work call, I would tell her.
You would say to her, hey, Camille, those surprise dozen roses you got, those are from... Do you know if she's married or in a relationship?
He's married, yeah.
Okay, how do you think her husband's going to feel about that? If this is purely for the sake of just, well, I don't even know, again, what the point of doing this is, but do you think her husband would appreciate another man sending her flowers?
It could be from the team. Like, I don't know. Like, y'all are trying to, like, get me, whatever.
All right. Listen, you guys have a lot to talk about, I guess, but we've gone as far as we can on this. So it's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Call. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We are Disney fans here, and I will speak for myself when I say that when Mickey Mouse became public domain, I got real excited. We did a whole break talking about it, how we could have like Mickey Mouse on our shirts for Wake Up Call if we ever got a shirt.
Right. I thought we were spending a little bit more time talking about how we get a Popeye.
Oh, we talked about Mickey, too.
Okay.
But apparently, no one gives a rat's ass about Popeye. You can use Popeye for whatever you want. But if you're trying to use Mickey Mouse, Disney has something to say about it. A personal law firm is suing Disney because Disney is suing them, trying to prevent them from using Steamboat Willie. Now, Steamboat Willie was the first iteration of Mickey Mouse that we ever had, and that movie came out a really long, long time ago. And Disney is saying that they can't use it. Let me tell you what the commercial is, okay? It's a personal injury law firm called Morgan & Morgan, and they have a commercial that shows Steamboat Willie. We all know Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
Black and white, driving a steamboat, and he's whistling. And then he drives the steamboat accidentally into Minnie Mouse.
Oh my. Like into Minnie Mouse?
What?
And she is obviously injured and then tries to sue Mickey Mouse using the power of Morgan & Morgan personal injury attorneys. Okay.
Okay.
What? That's.
Listen, taste is taste.
That.
Oh my.
And so Disney's saying you can't use it this way.
Yeah, they're saying you can't use it. Full stop. And this isn't the only time that they did it. Disney also sued a jewelry company that tried to sell a Steamboat Willie line of jewelry.
Oh.
Now, in that situation, and Disney won that one.
Okay.
Okay, but for that one, the jewelry company was pretty much trying to trick people into making them think they were buying Disney-made jewelry and stuff like that.
Okay.
So there was enough evidence in that lawsuit to shut that whole thing down. This is different. And this lawsuit is going to determine whether or not we can use Mickey Mouse now, he has to be Mickey Mouse in black and white.
Okay.
And I believe he has to be looking like Steamboat Willie.
Okay.
I don't think it can be the traditional red pants, no shirt Mickey Mouse.
Because it hasn't been long enough.
Yeah. Well, Disney has found ways. By the way, I thought for something to get to the public domain, it had to be around for 100 years. Not true. It's actually way less than that. It has to be in pop culture for... It's like, where is it? It's only 56 years. That's it. And which doesn't even seem like it's that big of a deal. But if you own it, though, you can kind of lobby to get extensions on your copyright, which Disney has done a lot.
Okay. Let's say in 50-something years.
Right.
You mm-hmm. go into the public domain.
Right, right.
Your face... Your voice, yeah. Your name.
Okay.
Okay. And then people use that to AI you
mm-hmm.
so that you are saying, I want all of America to vote for Barron Trump.
Okay. Okay. Okay? All right.
But you're saying that's fine because it's now in the public domain.
It's a little different because I can't be copyrighted or I'm not copyrighted.
Okay, but let's say you could.
Okay. Would I want that? No, I wouldn't want that. But I'm dead.
Right, but it is using you in a way that isn't true to you. Mickey would never, Steamboat Willie would never crash his boat into Minnie. Mm-hmm. He was a very well-trained captain.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So you're saying that it's more about how it's used.
Of course.
Okay. So what is acceptable then for us to use for Steamboat Willie / Mickey Mouse?
I mean, if you want to put him on a shirt, okay, fine.
We're help this personal injury law firm out, Katie.
Well, I don't want to help them.
Why?
I already have a bad taste in my mouth for that.
Oh, wow.
Because they're trying to be funny.
They are trying to be funny.
Well, I don't like it.
All right, how about
what's not funny?
What's not funny?
When you're very seriously injured in an accident. So maybe we don't make light of that.
Okay, but that, you know, pun intended, that ship has sailed.
Oh, wow.
I do feel like, listen, when you've got guys out there named Sweet James on billboards
yep.
that say they're going to help you, come on. When did we start giving lawyers nicknames they're mafioso guys?
This is why we are Gingery Hammered Associates people.
Those are just their last names. Okay, so then how about this? Steamboat Willie.
Okay.
Pulls the boat into the dock for supplies.
You okay?
And while he's there... He's just hands on his hip, still whistling,
right.
watching the dockman load forklift after forklift of supplies onto his steamboat.
Yeah.
Then one of the pallets falls on his foot.
Okay.
Can we use this scenario?
I feel better about that.
Okay, great. Good.
I feel better about that.
I just wish you would be more of a helper rather than a herder in this. Because I want to use Mickey. It's only a matter of time.
How do you want to use Mickey? That concerns me.
Well, it concerns me too.
No, how do you want to use Mickey?
Well, one, I want to get our ratings up.
Okay, I don't. I have some bad news for you.
Well, they're never going up.
Even Mickey Mouse can't help us.
106.5
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And $160 is on the line for... Are you smarter than Katie? Here we go. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. And your contestant today is Wesley. Good morning, Wesley.
Good morning.
All right. So Katie is leaving the studio. $160 on the line. And she's gone. All right. You ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right. Here we go. Question one. James Comey, the former director of the FBI, was indicted yesterday for obstruction of justice and lying under oath. This is a dark first for America, as we've never had a president order the Department of Justice to indict the head of the FBI because he was investigated by him. What is not part of the DOJ? The FBI, the DEA, or the DHS?
The DHS.
Question two. Rihanna and her husband had their third baby last night. It's a little girl named Rocky Irish Mayers. Who is Rihanna's husband?
Oh, God. Oh.
3 seconds. Three, two.
Yeah, we'll go.
One.
Nick Cannon, why not?
All righty. Oh, this is a healthy guess. Question three. Jimmy Fallon's trying to compete with Jimmy Kimmel's new ratings, and he's getting a big help from Taylor Swift. He subtly announced that she will be his guest on October 6th by doing a ton of Taylor Easter eggs on his show last night. What's the name of the new album coming out a few days before her appearance? The Life of a What?
Life of a Showgirl.
Question four, your local Starbucks might be closing down. The CEO announced that they're going to reduce their locations by 1% and lay off 900 people at the corporate level. What does Starbucks call a medium-sized drink?
A grande.
Question five, Amazon lost a massive class action lawsuit and has to pay $2 billion. They tricked people into signing up for their Prime membership who never intended to. If there were 500 million people in the $2 billion payout, how much would each person get?
500 million in a $2 billion?
Yeah.
Each person would get, that would be $500 billion and a $2 billion payout would be, oh, come on, brain. Never as easy as it in the
3 seconds. Three.
Right.
Two. One.
It's going to be $20.
Okay. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Kevin, do me a favor and check that math for me, okay? And Wesley, what do we do for a living?
Oh, wait, no, it's $40. Damn it, it's $40.
What? Okay. What do we do for a living?
Currently I teach chemistry at the Los Rios Community Colleges as well as the Yuba Community Colleges.
Wow! So you are a chemistry professor?
Yeah.
Wow, you should say just, I'm a chemistry professor. It sounds amazing.
I mean, Kevin is a science major, biology major.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, wow, very, very cool, Wesley. All right, stay on hold.
Thank you.
And we're going to play.
It's funny that he said currently.
Currently, well, you never know with education.
Like, well, all right. Like we can all say that.
Yeah, that's true. You ready? Here we go. Question one. James Comey, the former director of the FBI, got indicted yesterday. And this is like a first for America. We've never had a president order the Department of Justice to indict the head of the FBI because the head of the FBI investigated him at one point. Okay.
Well, that's not why they're saying he's being indicted.
No. But,
so let's report this accurately. That
Hold on. It was just a couple days ago that Donald Trump did tweet publicly that intention, told Pam Bondi to go after, quote, his enemies. Okay. So, we'll see. What is not part of the DOJ? The FBI, the DEA, or the DHS?
DHS.
That is correct. That's the Department of Homeland Security. Question two. Rihanna and her husband had their third baby last night.
Oh, they did. What they have?
It's a little girl.
They wanted a girl.
And they named the little girl Rocky Irish Mayers. Who is Rihanna's husband?
Aesop Rocky.
Aesop Rocky.
Oh, I get it. That's why she's Rocky.
Rocky.
That's what Kourtney Kardashian and the drummer boy named their son. Rocky.
The drummer boy.
What's his name?
Travis Barker. Question three. Jimmy Fallon announced subtly that Taylor Swift is going to be his guest on October 6th by doing a ton of Taylor Easter eggs on his show last night.
Okay.
Like number 13 and all that stuff. What is the name of Taylor Swift's new album coming out? The Life of a What?
Showgirl.
Showgirl. And question four. The Starbucks that you go to might be closing down. The CEO announced that they're reducing their locations by 1% and they're laying off 900 people at the corporate level. How about that? What does Starbucks call a medium-sized drink?
Grande.
Yeah. And finally, Amazon lost a really big class action lawsuit. They have to pay $2 billion. Ooh. Because they tricked people into signing up for their Prime membership who never intended to. If there were 500 million people in this class action lawsuit that paid out $2 billion, how much does each person get?
Okay. It was $200 million.
It was
$2 billion.
You broke my breathers.
Buzz me.
Oh, boy.
This is stupid.
Katie throws out a number that was not said, but it makes me think, like, did I say that for a second? The answer is $4, Wesley, not yeah. 40. Yeah. $4 per person. All right. Final score. Katie versus a professor of chemistry, and Katie won. Wow. Wesley, you got 3. Katie got 4.
Wow.
Very impressive.
Whoa, indeed.
Wesley, we're going to add $20 to the jackpot on Monday. Plus, I'm pretty sure we're going to have Scream Park tickets to give away, win or lose. But what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not as smart as Katie.
Not today. No, not today. But thank you so much for listening.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Time for the dirty little secret on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Amy. It's not her real name, and this isn't her real voice. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for emailing us and being part of the dirty little secret. Let's talk about it. What is your dirty little secret?
My dirty little secret is that my current boyfriend does not know that I've been married 3 times.
Does he know you've been married at all?
Yes, he knows about my third husband.
Okay.
How many times does he think you've been married?
1.
Okay. How long have you guys been together, though?
10 months.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That's a pretty long time. Okay. So let's talk about these marriages.
I mean, they happened really, like, within my 20s. So, like, my first one was when I was 18, my second at 23, and then my third was at 27.
The first one, 18, that's very young to be married.
But it's also so young that if you're making bad decisions, like...
You get a mulligan.
Yeah.
So, how long were you married to that guy?
3 months.
Second husband. You already told us how old you were. How long were you married to that guy?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. Okay.
And
then the third guy, how long were you married to him?
I was married to him around the same time, about the same time.
You really went fast from the second marriage to the third marriage.
Yeah, I did.
Which one, if you're just joining us, it's the dirty little secret, and this is Amy, not her real name. Her boyfriend of 10 months doesn't know she's been married 3 times. He thinks she's only been married once. Which of those marriages does he know about?
The third.
Okay, your most recent marriage. Why would you pick that one to tell him about and not the other two?
I think it's just because it happened so recently, and I would look bad that I got married two other times throughout my 20s.
It's a tough putt.
It is.
As a guy, and I know this might be, I'll just say it. It doesn't matter. I would be more accepting of like a high number of sexual partners than I would of a high number of marriages.
Well, I think a lot of people.
Oh, you do?
Okay. I think unless you're some sort of like, I'm an alpha and your body count says you're a low value female. If you're that kind of guy, then okay. But I mean, like, I do understand, like, and this could be said about me someday. But like, if you meet somebody and in their early 30s that's had three marriages, you're going to think a little differently. Right?
Well, I mean, since you said it might be you one day.
Right.
I mean,
at least I got to my 40s.
What do you think people would think?
I mean, I do think that people are going to think that, like, I make bad decisions.
So, okay, if we could channel Katie for a second, Amy, couldn't you rebrand this as just, listen, I live loud and I love hard?
No, I don't want that to be. I don't want that to be my brand. No, I would like to. You know what? I'm older and wiser now.
I
am more aware of what I want in my life and in my partner.
Okay. Do you think that your boyfriend would be upset if he found out that you were married three times?
I mean, I think that because so much time has passed already, and I haven't said anything, that he might.
So you think he would be more upset at the lie rather than the reality?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. You probably, to the time machine.
Yeah.
Because you could.
Well, then in that case, because here's the thing. What if you run into people that, like, know you?
Right, like your parents.
Right, or your siblings.
I mean, have you, like, had to have debriefing meetings with, like, people who do know how many times you've been married and say, like, hey, you're about to meet such and such, and I've only been married once?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. My friends don't really care about my past marriages. I'm just thinking now about, you know, how I haven't communicated that with my current boyfriend. And, it just feels like a secret that I've kept for a really long time.
And I think definitely the keeping it a secret part is, I mean, again, in my situation, I have a partner that is very aware of what my life has been and knew that long before he got in. So if you're with the right person, I don't think it's going to matter, but also you can't lie to him.
Yeah. Do you plan on telling your boyfriend the truth?
I'm trying to muster up the strength.
Muster up the strength. Okay, well.
Because otherwise you can't get married, because eventually when you guys like do loans and stuff together, all your previous last names, if you changed your last name, will show up on your credit reports.
Oh my God.
Like mine would be like Catherine, then my maiden name, then Catherine, then my first married name, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has your boyfriend been married?
No.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, listen, we wish you all the luck in the world with this, and thanks for sharing it with us on The Dirty Little Secret.
Of course. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, Katie, it's time for this. What are the rules?
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
That's right. Sing along or you go to jail. Because it's time for the No Name Movie Game 106. 106.5. The end. Okay, let's move on. Oh my God, no, there's still more clapping to do. Okay, let's play with Kathy first. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
You chose Kevin as your contestant in the No Name Movie Game, and you're competing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, where right now they've got that new Leonardo DiCaprio movie, One Battle After Another, that was filmed here in Sacramento. That's exciting. And soon they're going to have the new Tron movie as well. 45 seconds on the clock. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Kathy, are you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
Okay, the opposite of Tamed.
Opposite of tamed.
Like you're crazy. Another word for crazy. You're not tamed, you're crazy. Not domestic, but
psycho?
Oh my God. You have a domestic pet, but if it's not domestic, it's what? In the what?
What?
I'm gonna skip. Opposite of queen.
King.
Okay, and then this is a New York place.
What?
You take a boat to it.
Oh, okay.
King Richard.
King Richard?
No. King,
Okay, that is a big fat goose egg.
So, okay, no, don't, oh my God, me.
Kathy, Wild. How did we get so stuck on Wild?
Yes. Opposite of tamed.
You
Wild.
Even have somebody that you're playing with.
Right.
As long as we're having fun.
I'm so mad.
All right. Well, okay. Kathy, thank you. I'm going to hang up on you because zero. Well, I guess somebody could technically tie. I don't know. All right. Let's play with David now. Good morning, David.
Hi. Good morning. Happy Friday.
It's our favorite, David.
Oh, boy. All righty.
Hey, David.
We're going to be in for it today. I can feel it. All right, you chose Katie as your contestant. 45 seconds on the clock in the No Name Movie game.
Okay.
All right, Katie, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's do it right now. Hit it.
When two people film themselves making love and they're not professional porn stars, they're what?
Oh, my God.
Amateurs.
Yes!
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
When you go to work, what are you doing?
Working.
Yep, talking and the opposite in. Of woman.
Man.
Put them together.
Working Man.
Very good.
Wow, two.
This is a movie where they send black people to the sunken place.
Oh. Ooh.
To the what?
To the sunk. If you want somebody to leave your house, you scream.
Get out.
Yep.
Three.
This is a Netflix movie about three Asian girls that sing.
Mm. Oh, the K-pop Demon Slayer.
No. Okay. Oh, you're so close. It's not Slayer. It's...
Time's over.
Time is over.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
They don't slay. They hunt.
They just hunt them.
Right.
All right. David, you still did pretty well. You got three, so I'm going to put you on hold. It's all going to come down to Carissa. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
You sound like you're forced to be.
Do not sound defeated. Okay. All right, we're in this, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 45 seconds starts now. This is an old Disney movie from the 90s. It's about a big robot, and he's made of metal. This is a type of...
giant robot?
Yeah, what'd you say?
No. She's a giant robot.
Yes, there we go. Okay, this is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, T. What's after T? T.
You.
T, oh, it's after you. It's after you. Sorry, damn it. T, U.
V?
Yeah, and then if you've got it out for somebody, you have a...
I love that
as
you
soon
thought.
As you
yeah.
Were going, tee, tee, and I was like, "What? What? Oh, V for V. He wants her to get the V."
That movie was V for Vendetta, and that is I'll own that one. God. That was on me. Sorry about that, Carissa. David, are you there?
Oh my God. Okay, so first of all, this is the fourth time I called in and played, and I lost. But today.
I won, and I'm like totally excited. And Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As soon as I heard your voice, I knew you were going to help me get to that first one.
Oh, wow.
You were going to get me the amateur.
Congratulations. Congratulations, David.
Can I do a quick shout out to my coworkers?
Yeah.
Did they help?
No, but you know what? It's Friday. I want to share the love with everybody. So I just want to do a quick shout out to my team at Mercy Medical Group Behavioral Health.
Aww.
We are here to help you out. And thank you. You totally made my morning.
Thank you so much. And thank you for what you guys do.
You're the best.
Tell everybody at your office that we said hi.
Stay on hold. We got to get your information and enjoy the movies at the Esquire IMAX.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
The Jonas Brothers are in town probably right now, and they're performing tonight at the Golden One Center. We've got tickets, and caller 17 is Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So, listen, we're going to be playing Yes or No for Joe Bro. You got to get six of these right. Instead of true or false, just say yes or no. We're going to give you a statement about the boys, and then you tell us if it's yes, that's true, or no, that's not true. All right, we'll start with an easy one like we do. And Katie and Kevin don't know the answers to these, by the way, so they'll be able to help you out.
Okay.
First one on here. Kevin quit the entertainment business.
Oh.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes, and he went into building homes.
What?
Mary, you want to change your answer?
No, I'll stay with false.
Okay.
Bam! Oh,
Katie, shut up.
Katie was right.
Yep.
He builds homes.
He was like a house flipper.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
he was doing like real estate flipping houses. He was on Real Housewives of New
Jersey.
Didn't
he go broke because of that?
Oh, I should have.
I don't know. I don't count his money.
All right. Well, here we go. Listen.
I'm shocked.
I do think he actually did lose a bunch of money doing
that. Yeah, he did. Shake it off. Here we go. Okay. We'll try again.
My jaw's on the floor.
Frankie, the bonus Jonas. Mm. He was once arrested.
I say yes, it tracks.
Why?
Have you heard his music?
I don't even know what that means. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. And if
Mary,
he did, we wouldn't hear about it.
Mary, what do you say?
I'll say no.
Yeah. Mary. He was arrested.
Oh, for what?
Drug possession.
What? Wow.
Yep.
Oh, it's probably I would have never like guessed marijuana. That.
Wow. Oh, man, this is...
imagine being that Jonas.
Yeah.
Right?
That sucks.
I'm starting to get kind of nervous about you here, Mary. All right, here we go.
Me too.
Next one on here. None of the boys have ever been on Broadway.
I'm going to say false.
False.
You mean no.
Oh, no.
One of them has
Nick was
to
on Broadway a couple times.
Mary?
I'll say no.
All right. We're on the board. Okay. There we go. All right. Next one on here. Kevin's favorite drink is Diet Pepsi.
No, it's Mountain. Ooh. Oh.
Not
no.
You, Kevin. Kevin's favorite drink.
I'm going to say no.
I can't picture him drinking Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Mary?
Okay, I'll say no.
There you go.
Mary, you are telling me.
2 points, two in a row. Here we go. Moving on. The boys had something to do with the FIFA corruption trial, if you remember that a couple years ago.
No.
Are they into soccer like
it
that?
It was a huge international story. Yep.
I'm going to say no. They're more football people.
I'm going to say yes because that's so random.
That is random.
Yes or no, Mary?
Say no.
They did. They did have something to do with it. They had to take the stand and everything.
Why?
And testify. It was part of like the bribery part of it. They were paid for doing a performance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Listen, there's not many of these left, but we're going to slog through this, Mary, okay? Because I want to send you to the All Jonas right. Brothers tonight. Joe wanted to be a professional magician.
Joe.
I'm going to say no, and it was another brother.
I'm gonna, oh man, it does sound like Nick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no.
I'll say no.
Okay. None of them wanted to be a professional. Okay. All right, here we go. Kevin had his own reality show.
No.
No.
I think yes. I think he did.
Mary, I'm not here to sway you, but Katie is the expert on reality TV.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess Kevin had his own reality show. Yes.
Yes.
Was it on VH1 or something?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Claim to Fame.
All right. That was the name
of
it.
I thought it was like marrying.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Married to Jonas.
Nick Jonas has one of the largest home aquariums in the country.
False.
I'm going to say no.
I mean, no.
He doesn't seem like a fish guy.
Definitely not.
Yeah. I'll say no.
He does not.
Imagine.
No, I can't.
Be like, do you want to come over and see my aquarium? No, I don't.
No.
It's one of the largest in the country. Still don't. All right. Every Jonas brother is married to a celebrity. This is for the tickets.
I'm going to say no because Joe's not married anymore.
I'm going to say no because I think Kevin's wife is just a normal person, isn't she?
I think so, yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Mary?
I'll say no.
You're going to the Jonas Brothers!
Oh, yes!
Congratulations! I hope you've got an outfit picked out because you're going tonight, all right?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You got a pair of tickets. Absolutely. Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
Da-da-da! Da-da-da! Yes, Monday Night Football is back! And something happened on the field Monday night, and we all missed it. And it was during halftime, that's why. And it had nothing to do with the game, that's another reason. But I say they should have televised this in a big, big way. Turns out, Jason Kelce, brother of Mr. Taylor Swift, he popped up on the field during halftime, dressed in full Baltimore Ravens marching band regalia that did not fit him, and marched with the marching band playing the saxophone, which apparently he can do.
What?
And here's how the commentators reacted to it.
Called him on the phone a couple of years ago. I said, come join us. You'll have fun. It'll be great, I said. I didn't know that he was going to end up with a saxophone and an ill-fitting cap.
Yeah, what's going on with the chin strap?
That gear's a little small.
No, they don't have one that fits his head.
It's a nose strap.
The iconic marching Ravens have been infiltrated. This is awesome. It really is.
Oh, my God, bro. Bring your Jason Kelce, dog.
Bro, this dude is so talented.
He all is.
I absolutely love this. Everything about it. And they're talking about how he looked, because let me show you how he looked.
The straps around his nose?
The hat didn't fit him because he's such a massive human. So the chin strap is just underneath his nose like an air machine in a hospital. And like, he knows how to play the saxophone,
which is crazy.
And he was like out on the field in their like marching formation. And I should have known this because when he was in Philly, he marched with a group called the Mummers, which I've talked about before. It's a Philadelphia tradition of like basically picture a marching band, but gay. Okay.
Fun!
And they're not actually gay, but I mean, They all look like they're dressed like a gay float in a pride parade.
Okay.
And I should have known that, like, he's like a saxophone player.
Okay. Do you feel like, first of all, he seems like the happiest person in the world?
He does.
And there's something about that I find so infectious.
I agree.
That, like, he's just not going to let life get him down.
Right.
He's going to go out there and be a little bit of a goofball.
Yeah.
And just have fun, not worry about what anybody has to say. But when he I wasn't graduated, retired from football. It's like he said, what else can I do?
Yeah.
And then said yes to everything.
Yes.
I think that's so fun.
I do too. I think that he is an example, an embodiment of joy.
Yes.
That we need so desperately in this country right now.
Well, I think it's more than that. I think it's sort of like, no, granted, he is very wealthy. He seems to have a really incredible partnership with his wife. He has three healthy daughters. I think three, right? Yeah, they had a baby. Life is going very well for him.
Sure.
But that's not to say that it always is. I'm sure there were times where he'd get home from his job and his body was broken, you know?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it still hurts.
But not just like where the world is right now. What if, like, we all just adopted this just personally for ourselves?
Yeah. I don't think that we're doing enough Jason Kelce channeling.
Yes, I agree with that.
I think this is a good mantra that we should all try. Kevin, do you think you can be a little Jason Kelce?
Yeah, be everywhere and people love you.
You're missing the point.
Oh.
It's not about people loving you. I think it's just about being happy and not caring what people think. You know, because as I'm deep diving into this saxophone lifestyle that he seems to be living, he has been doing this for a long time and people just haven't been noticing. This is a report from like 6 years ago where Jason Kelce showed up with the Philadelphia Orchestra and performed with them.
Oh, wow.
And you know what he's dressed like?
A gym teacher.
A high school? Well, no. Like, when your gym teacher also teaches a science class.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is. Like
he's got khaki pants on with a brown belt. He's got what appears to be like a polo shirt tucked into it.
Yeah. We should replace temporarily the bald eagle with Jason Kelce.
I am into it.
And you know what? He's a former eagle, so it still counts. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.